I would call this special board meeting of the Board of Directors to order.
I move that the board certify to the best of each member's knowledge and with no individual member dissenting that at the just concluded board executive session, only such matters as are authorized for discussion in executive session under board bylaws Article 10 and only those matters identified in the notice by which the executive session was convened were heard, discussed, or considered by the board.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Item before the board today is a recommendation from the governance committee that was just completed. The subject matter is a request from the law firm of Zuckerman Spader to grant indemnification to former board member Jim Graham. The indemnification would reimburse legal expenses incurred in defending against a lawsuit brought by Banneker Ventures, LLC, regarding a joint development of Florida Avenue property considered in 2008 to 2010, and pay any judgment resulting from the litigation. Indemnification of current and past directors is neither a benefit nor an entitlement for board service, but is considered on a case-by-case basis and provided in accordance with the board's policies that provide that WMATA will indemnify directors, officers, and employees who are exercising discretion within the scope of their duties against liability to third parties for such acts or omissions that would not constitute a violation of law, rule, regulation, or statute. The intent of this policy is to enable board members to act in good faith and in a manner reasonably believed to be in the best interest of WMATA and to be assured that the authority will stand behind the reasonable actions of the directors undertaken within the scope of their responsibilities. The board is committed to policies and practices that encourage active board participation in all matters within the scope of the directors' roles and responsibilities. We also have to recognize that board members advance both the interest of the region and the riders we serve, as well as the jurisdictions we represent. I have a recommendation from the chair of the governance committee.
Mr. Chairman, as an overarching principle, indemnification of board members in the conduct of their fiduciary and other official responsibilities is an important consideration that allows directors to vigorously engage in their duties and perform to the best of their abilities without the shadow of possible litigation and financial liability casting a pall over significant decisions and policy judgments. Board members exercising discretion within the scope of their duties with respect to acts or omissions that do not break the law or violate rules and regulations should have a reasonable expectation that this board will grant indemnification for liability to third parties. I also believe that indemnification is an important tool to attract future board members who will be active in governance and fiduciary matters in order to advance the interest of the authority without regard to their personal financial exposure. Without the expectation that their lawful actions within the scope of their duties will be protected by the availability of indemnification, directors may second-guess their proper participation in matters before the board and become reluctant to vigorously protect the interest of WMATA. However, in considering the indemnification request from Mr. Graham, the board must consider whether he was acting within the scope of his duties in this instance. While there are no bright line boundaries, an independent investigation commissioned by the board determined that Mr. Graham's direct and unilateral engagement with developers went beyond the scope of his duties as a WMATA board member. That independent investigation also found that his actions were an effort to leverage WMATA interest against other interest in violation of the board's ethics code. Moreover, the independent investigation's determination of the inappropriate nature of Mr. Graham's conduct was subsequently, in essence, ratified by the findings and actions of two other public bodies within Mr. Graham's appointing jurisdiction, including the District of Columbia City Council. On a personal level, these are not easy questions to address, but as public servants, this WMATA board must vindicate the expectations of the public that WMATA will hold its board members accountable for their actions outside the scope of their duties. I believe I speak for my colleagues in saying that this board is deeply committed to continuing the practice of granting indemnification to directors who act within the scope of their duties. However, based on the findings of the various bodies reviewing the alleged conduct and relying on the advice of our general counsel, the governance committee concludes that Mr. Graham acted outside the scope of his duties and further concludes that as a result, the board is not authorized to provide indemnification. Therefore, on behalf of the governance committee, which I chair, I move to deny Mr. Graham's request for indemnification.
I would entertain a second. First, I want to recognize that in the absence of Board Member Hudgens, Board Member Hines is voting today, and in the absence of Council Member Bowser, who is at a district budget oversight hearing, Mr. Bulger is sitting as a voting member from the District of Columbia. A motion has been made and seconded. Open for discussion, comment, questions. Yes, Mr. Barnes.
Always reluctant to disagree with my friend of more than 40 years, distinguished gentleman from Virginia. But on this one, I agree it's a close call. It's a difficult issue, I think, for all of us. I'm leaving the board. I thought I was leaving some months ago. And I informed the governor of Maryland back in January that I had accepted appointment to a federal board, and they overlap, and I've had to miss a couple of meetings here and a couple of missed meetings there and whatnot because of conflicts. But I'm now informed that I will be leaving very soon. That the governor will be appointing somebody in the very, very near future. So how we act on this won't affect me. So my only thought on this is what is the best interest of Metro over the decades ahead. And I think the best interest of Metro is to be able to attract the finest people in our region to serve on this board and to be able to give them assurance that there is directors and officers insurance available to cover them if they're sued for actions they take while they're serving on this board. And I think this is a very difficult one. If a board member were engaged in embezzling funds from WMATA, it would not be a close call. But this is a case of a board member who was sort of acting in a way that we have deemed as a board was not appropriate, but he was acting as a member of this board when he engaged in the activities in which he engaged. And I think my personal view, again, is a very difficult one, not an easy call at all, is that the best interest of this agency is to grant the indemnification and provide the access to the directors and officers insurance that all of us can reasonably expect to have when we serve on a board of this type. I therefore, with some reluctance, will be voting against my friend's motion. You had me all the way up to the however. I thought that statement was excellent right up to there. I'm gonna have to vote against the motion, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Mr. Bulger?
It's on. I also will be voting to oppose the motion for one reason. Forget I served on the committee that did the investigation of former chairman. Spent lots of hours, and there's no question that the findings that this board and this agency are pretty solid in not supporting Mr. Graham's allegations. Putting that behind me, which I hope we can someday put this matter behind us, the reason I'm not supporting the motion, Mr. Chairman, is the precedent. As I mentioned to my colleagues, we can't predict the future, and when you serve on this kind of an organization, and how future board members will react to challenges like this. So I just don't think the precedent is the correct one, I just don't like setting precedents, even though I've been assured that this is a case-by-case basis. I can't predict the future, and that's why we have this insurance. It's for these kind of situations that we need protection, because you never know what's coming down the pike in the legal system. So it's assuring, it's an assurance to me that there's something's backing me up as a member of this board from a financial perspective, as well as be able to sleep at night. So I'm voting no because of the precedent, not because of the facts that have been generated. And I understand the scope issue, and I understand the fine, the bright light. It's the precedent of the matter, Mr. Chair.
Any other comments or discussion? Hearing none, I would call the question. I would also say that I don't think there is a member on the board that feels any sense of satisfaction about making this decision one way or the other. It's with a degree of sadness and kind of regret on part of the board. But the board has been formally requested to grant indemnification and has to make a decision. Calling the question, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed?
Opposed.
It's 6-2. The motion passes. Thank you. This concludes the special session of the board meeting.